swagger back to the secondary. He seems like a guy that, that can do it so far for you.
Well, I thought Dante had a good day today. Got a chance to watch him do some individual, and he moved around very quickly. Did he just quote Beyonce?
He did.
Okay.
We'll be right at home in that locker room, though. You guys like to play that.
Oh, they do. You know, it's interesting because he is a personality. He's got a lot of confidence, and he's, like I said, he did some really good things today. So very pleased with what I saw from him and from some of the other young guys out there today, too, as well.
Can you gauge that when you're just talking to him, like for your interview process, or do you see it on the field, that attitude?
You see it on the field. You see it when you talk to him. You watch it in his gait, you know, the way he carries himself. I mean, that's the type of attitude you have to have if you're going to play in this league. You have to have, you know, a certain type of swagger. Josh Norman had it. He had it from day one. You guys saw it. You know, he struggled a little bit, but because of his swagger, I think he was able to bring himself back well. This young man's got something.
What does that do for an entire defensive back?
Well, I think what it does, it just, you know, it instills confidence. The esprit de corps helps go a long way because other guys will feel it, and they'll feed off it. I mean, even though he's a rookie, if he goes out and makes some plays, you know, people feed off that.
Already, but do you have a replacement in mind yet for Coach Buller?
No.
Coach, can you talk to me about David Tepper as a potential owner?
Well, other than the fact that, you know, what you guys have heard, there's not much more I can say about it. You know, again, until things are determined, I'm not going to address that. I'm not going to speculate on anything. It would be very, very unfair at this time.
Would it be nice, though, to get this over with? Because there's been a lot of speculation.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be nice to have it over with, but my understanding was everything was always hinging on the ownership meeting coming up in a couple of weeks. And so, you know, hopefully we'll know by then, and we'll go from there. And again, like I said, it'd be very unfair and probably not proper of me to speculate on anybody.
So do you think they could make a vote on that this month?
I have no idea. Again, I don't want to speculate on anything.
Ryan, you've thrown a million things at these rookies. Like, realistically, how much do you expect them to?
Well, I mean, that's a big part of all this is what we're trying to do is we're trying to see exactly what happens and how these guys react and handle things. What we're hoping to see is again, some retention tomorrow. See, you know, their recall, see how they handle, you know, all the installations. And again, just practice the tempo and how things are put on them. Again, it's part of it is to see if they handle the stress very well or not.
Would a new owner change anything for you?
Again, I have no idea, and I'm not going to speculate on that.
What does it do for you to have your first-round draft pick be a wide receiver, your second-round draft pick be a cornerback, and have them be able to go up against each other? And
well, they'll push each other. They'll push one another, and they'll help make each other better. And again, I think anytime you have somebody that's in, you know, across from you and you're working against them, I think it's a good thing because, again, both guys are going through the same situation, set of circumstances, especially high picks. You know, the one thing I will say, and I've been very pleased, is, you know, from watching our veterans work out and then now watching this group of young guys, we got a lot of speed out there, and I'm pretty fired up about that.
Ron, DJ gets a lot of comparisons to Steve Smith Sr., even from Steve Smith Sr., but off the field he seems kind of low-key, laid-back. What have you gotten to know about him as a person, and what did he show you today?
Well, he came in and he practiced very well. He picked things up very quickly. You know, we moved around the different spots, different positions. We threw different things at him, and he seemed to handle those very well. He's a very quiet, confident young man, and you know, he's a very competitive guy, though, and when you see him make a mistake, you see something go wrong, you can see it, you know, that he wants to correct those things and make sure he gets those things right. So very pleased with what we're getting from him. And again, you know, a lot of the young guys came out and did some really good things.
I think Marty has kind of taken steps this off season to building a really, truly complementary receivers room, and that the skill sets kind of balance each other out, fill in where one might not have one skill.
No, and I think that's a fair assessment because I do think that's what, you know, the intent was that, you know, you don't want too many guys alike. You do want to have some variety. You also want guys that have position flexibility, guys that can play, you know, the Z, the X, and the F for us. And I think that's been done. I think we got a good mix in that room. I think there's going to be a lot of great competition, and, you know, a lot of guys are going to have to step up for opportunities, and we'll see. I mean, I'm excited about getting, you know, get going as a whole team, wanting to get to the next phase of OTAs where we can actually get to practice against one another and then see how the mini camp goes, and then, again, we'll see what happens after that.
Is something that makes DJ so plug and play, or to appear to us so plug and play, is that he can fill in at any of the spots?
He can. He's a very smart young man, very bright. He picks things up very quickly, but he's got a very diverse skill set. I mean, he runs very well. He, you know, he's got a good 40 time. He's very quick. He's very smooth, natural in and out of his breaks. He's got good ball skills. He can track the ball, locate it, and go up and get it. He's got a very good catch radius. So, again, I think he's got the skill set to pretty much play any position we need him to. So we're pretty excited about that, because that means we'll be able to get him on the field quicker.
Ron, the Hornets just hired James Borrego. He's believed to be the first Hispanic-American full-time head coach in the NBA. You're obviously very proud of your heritage and representing Puerto Rico. I'm just wondering what it means to you to be in a city that now has the two major professional sports franchises represented by two Hispanic Americans.
Well, I just feel good that, first of all, that, you know, they hired a very qualified coach, first and foremost, who just happens to be Hispanic, which I think is outstanding. I think it just speaks to the youth, you know, the Hispanic youth in particular, that, you know, you can grow up and be whatever you want to be. And I think that's great. He'll be a great example for a lot of the young men and women that aspire to great things. And again, not just to all Hispanic kids, but to any young man and woman that want to, you know, go to the highest level they can.